I think the gut reaction of many Hong Kongers was that, oh no, it is SARS again. Partly because the memory from when the disease plagued Hong Kong 17 years ago is still quite vivid and painful for many of us. But the side effect of that is that people reacted quickly to the virus from Wuhan by saying, oh, you should wear a mask in public, whilst government officials were seen on TV not wearing masks. Other knowledge, such as cleaning your home with bleach solution, maintaining good hand hygiene, are also from 17 years ago, and people have been putting that knowledge to good use. Another point I've observed is that people are generally more critical of the Hong Kong government over its handling of the current epidemic than they were in 2003, as many have slammed the government for dragging its feet in reducing traffic to and from places already hit by the virus. Others complain that the government has failed to maintain a steady supply of surgical masks to the city. There is also a sense of panic amongst people in Hong Kong right now because they fear they're not going to get enough protective gear for themselves and their families. Before and after Lunar New Year holidays, people were queuing outside pharmacies in the hopes of getting masks and hand sanitizers, but the stock has simply run out, and this is also affected by production and logistics being suspended on the mainland during the holiday, and that the demand for these products has become global as the virus has reached other countries. As to how Hong Kong journalists are covering the epidemic, I would say it is quite challenging because it involves a lot of subject matters, from medicine to politics to retailing to business and even labor rights. So I would say we are just trying to keep on top of it and record as many details over the cases arriving in Hong Kong as much as possible because it may be a good reference point for future generations in terms of how infectious disease should be managed in Hong Kong.